Dear fellow students of God's Word, when you hear the word temptation, what comes to mind? Today we have perfumes, desserts, even musical groups with temptation in their name. We have all these cartoons with the little devil on one shoulder and the angel on another shoulder. It seems easy to take temptation real lightly, doesn't it? Is temptation something that you struggle with? I heard a man once say, "I never struggle with temptation. I just give in." Now, I may chuckle at that, but temptation is a serious matter. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4, we read, "In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood." That really paints a different picture of temptation, doesn't it? So how do we deal with temptation? When I asked you what came to mind when you hear the word temptation, something that you might have thought of was the temptation of Jesus. And that is the portion of Scripture that we consider this morning from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came to him and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.' But he answered, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.' Jesus said to him, 'Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.' Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, 'All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.' Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him." As you heard these three temptations recorded here of Jesus, are they temptations that you can really relate to? The first one, Jesus had just fasted 40 days and 40 nights, not eaten anything. And Satan comes to him and tempts him to turn these stones into loaves of bread. Have any of you fasted for that long? I'm pretty sure none of us here have the power to turn stone into bread. But how often do we fail to seek first the kingdom of God and seek the things that we think we need here on earth? Do you hunger and thirst more for righteousness or for your next meal? Have you ever sat here in chapel and instead of concentrating on God's Word, your mind was wandering to what was for lunch? How often do I fail to give thanks before I eat, not remembering that it is really from God that I have this food and that it can nourish me? The second test, Satan takes Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple. It's probably the southeast corner looking over the Kidron Valley. At least a 100-foot drop, probably about a 10-story building, and challenges him to throw himself down because God promises to bear him up. He was tempting Jesus to call attention to himself, to gain instant followers by doing this miraculous feat. Now, while we may never find ourselves on the ledge of a building with a sure promise from God that if we throw ourselves down, he will bear us up, but don't we want to call attention to ourselves? Don't we want to receive praise for the things that we have done? Don't we feel slighted if we do something for someone else and fail to receive thanks? Do we sometimes test God by letting ourselves get into positions where we are tempted to see if he will really bear us up? In the last temptation, Satan takes Jesus to this high mountain, shows him all the nations of the world and their glory, and says, "All this can be yours if you just bow down and worship me." I don't think any of us here have ever really been tempted to worship Satan. But how often do we worship the things of this world? How often do we fail to fear, love, and trust God above all else? But was Jesus really tempted to worship Satan? It seems kind of incredible, doesn't it? Well, Hebrews 2:18 tells us that Jesus suffered when he was tempted. We know that this was a real temptation for Jesus. Jesus knew that he would rule all nations and that all things would be put under his feet. But first, he would have to endure the suffering of the cross. Here Satan offers Jesus a shortcut. He could avoid all that just by bowing down and worshiping Satan. The fact that Jesus was really tempted to worship Satan shows how much Jesus did suffer on the cross for us. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane on that first Maundy Thursday, where he went away on three separate times and prayed to God, the Father, "If there's any other way, don't let me go through this." But we praise God that Jesus did not give into this temptation, that he was obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Jesus did suffer and die in our place to pay for all the times that we have given into temptation. And because Jesus himself suffered, having been tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. Hebrews 4:15 tells us, "We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." These three temptations we read about are only example temptations. Jesus faced many more in his time here on earth. And know that there is no temptation that you face that Jesus has not faced himself. The only difference is, he never gave in. And that's the key to this passage. Every time we have failed, Jesus was faithful. Not only was Jesus faithful to the point of death to pay for our failings, but we are given Jesus' perfect record in exchange for our imperfect record. So when God looks at us, he doesn't see all the times that we have fallen into temptation, fallen into sin, but he sees Jesus never giving into temptation. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, but Jesus has. He shed his blood to pay for your sins. And because he was led into temptation and withstood every temptation for us, we can confidently pray, "Lead us not into temptation." Let us join together in praying that prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now we close by singing hymn 380, verses 1 and 5.
please meet with the following seniors, Micah Bryan.